right. Your heavenly family, all give you their love. I met with them yesterday, and I give you my peace. I spoke with Father. This is what he had to say. I need all of you to know how much I love you. So often in the past weeks, you have expressed your love to me, and I want to return that to you as well. All of you, when you speak to me, have such a love in your hearts that you always melt my heart. I appreciate the time you take to express your love and praise to me, so I wanted to say thank you. All of you are a bit weary, are you not? The fight has become aggressive once again, and Satan has not stopped to even let you breathe. I am proud of all of you. You stand up to him. You are aware of your surroundings, and you fight him off. Your efforts are not in vain. All of this is the precursor to the future. You all will be ready when I need you to be. You will be wise, strong, and even cunning against him and his forces. Never back down. You also have heeded my word about loved ones and friends attacking you because of the prompting of Satan. Remain wise in this. Always remember that you are well informed, but those around you are like little children who know very little about the two worlds that you dwell in. Take heart, Team Supplanter. Know your Father is always near you. Know your brother Jesus stands by your side through all. And always remember that HS will give you knowledge in all circumstances and bring you comfort in your need. Please continue to remain strong. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. I received an email from Tom Horn on April 10th. I'd like to share that with the team. And then Tranquility, I know you don't have a big speaking voice. If you could just maybe give us an update on how Tom is doing after I'm done, I would appreciate that. So Tom emailed me on April 10th. He said, I had indeed hoped that by now I might have been sufficiently well to properly thank you for all you have done for me, particularly most recently by engaging the Apostle Orlovsky to fully exercise his ministry to loosen me from all of the evil that was binding me and casting out all the demons, spirits, curses, etc. that possessed me. But I now realize that after 5 decades of evil, the last 5 years of which were the very worst, my situation could probably be compared to a lifelong addict from whom the food for his addiction is suddenly taken away permanently. I am suffering from severe withdrawal symptoms, and it'll likely take a long time to recover. Therefore, even this preliminary note will likely seem to take forever to complete. Consequently, I am very sorry that for now I am only able to convey a very simple, plain thank you. That is more genuinely sincere and heartfelt, however, than ever for doing all that you have done for me and having the courage to advocate for me and ask the Apostle Orlovsky to do what he did. Many ministers today forget who they work for. They are not ministers of a church, but are disciples ministering for Christ, and, in the case of the apostles, in his stead. I'm also deeply thankful that he demonstrated so clearly and fully that he truly is an apostle of Jesus, not merely another minister in the church. May our Heavenly Father bless and reward you, your loved ones, everyone on the team, and all others who contributed to this far more richly and abundantly than you and they could ever have hoped for or imagined, for all of this and all that you and they also have done and continuing to do so genuinely and loving for others. Please convey this to all those who never stop praying, trusting, and believing, and help to make this as possible. Make this possible as well. With much more heartfelt love, appreciation, and thankfulness than the very best words and deeds could ever express and convey. Your friend always, come what may, Tom Horn and family. P.S. My main concern was never for myself, still is not for myself, and will always continue to not be for myself, but the millions, perhaps billions and trillions, of other possessed souls who would never have been helped because demon possessions, casting out of demons, etc., are not part of the New Apostolic Church's Lutheran doctrine, as are various other aspects of Christ's activity and teaching. I would gladly have met my eternal fate if perhaps thereby these souls could also be redeemed, be taken as part of Christ's worthy bride at his return, and hence not be deprived of eternal life because of something far beyond their control. I sincerely hope and fervently pray that you and all those on the team empowered to do so may be able to help these souls, most especially in the church, particularly the chief apostle and the apostles, excluding Apostle Orlovsky and other like-minded, like-spirited, and like-hearted apostles, will continue not to. I wanted to let everybody know that we are now liberating 70,000 realms a day. We are very much paying attention to those souls who are falling under the same situation as Tom. When we liberate a realm, it doesn't matter to us if there is a demon there or a curse or anything. They are all bound and moved to the side, and these souls are free to receive the grace that Father offers to them. So I want to lay everyone's hearts rest to let them know that we are addressing some of Tom's concerns. So, Tranquility, if you could share with us how he's doing, please.
Sure. He continues to improve, but like he wrote, it's very slow. It's very slow progression. The best way I can describe it is baby steps. Definitely in our house, there's a much better energy. There was just one time where Tom had, I guess, what you would consider a panic attack, and he was convinced that there were demons that were inside of him, and he insisted that I contact Jim, and he was screaming, and it was almost, you know, like it was previously. But we were able to talk to him, to calm him down. I sent my team to send some energy to him and pog him. And then my son Andrew said, why don't we celebrate Holy Communion with Dad? And so that's what we did. Andrew is a priest, and we asked him, would you like to have the Lord's Supper? And he said yes. And by the time we had finished, he had calmed down sufficiently. So Andrew celebrates communion with him quite often. Last Wednesday was the first time that he was that he went to service in a very long time, and he sat in the mother's room, which is like huge, because usually he would start gagging as soon as he walked in the door, and he would only be able to sit at the bottom of the steps. And today he came to service, and he was able to sit in the sacristy. So he's much better around us, like the immediate family. He feels very comfortable. He's still a little bit anxious being with other people, like still being with the brothers and sisters and the ministers. He feels that he hasn't sufficiently regained his strength to be able to talk with them or to be with them. So he still hasn't visited his parents. While his parents are very well-meaning, they do have a very negative energy about them. And so he's not quite ready to be with them yet. But at home, he's doing much better. He has a lot of pain. But as far as, you know, being plagued by this demon, there's just no comparison to the way he was before and the way that he is now. And what he was saying, like someone that has an addiction, the biggest problem, I think, is that his body is so used to being the way that it was that his body's almost fighting being the way that it should be, which is healthy and well. And so he's working very hard on trying to change his attitude, and I'm giving him energy healings and telling him to think positively. And when he has really bad bouts of pain, then I'll also, you know, ask my team to go in and to help him out. And it is making a difference. He can tell. He'll say afterwards, thank you so much. Please say thank you to your team. So he is making progress. It's just very slow, but better, I figure, moving forward than to keep going backwards. So thank you, everybody, for all your prayers. Please please continue to pray for us, because it will be a long journey, but at least we're climbing up and not down, and that's what we're so thankful for. So thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to let everybody know that the recording is posted on our team website, and if you would like to play that for your spouses, you may. I also want to bring to everyone's attention that you can ask our Father to forgive you, too, of sins that you may not even be aware of as well. I had a conversation with Blazar and Brilliant the week after the recording was played, and they both asked, how do we go about doing that? Because I did it the same Sunday after this miracle took place. All you need to do is, again, ask Father. I probably have a bunch of sins I'm not even aware I did. If they're tying me or holding me back, I'm asking you to please remove them from me and then bring a special offering. It doesn't matter, again, the size of your monetary offering. And then just ask Father if he would be kind enough to do that. When I asked on that Sunday, Jesus looked at me and he smiled. And when we heard the words, your sins are forgiven, I actually felt lighter. So I must have had sins that I wasn't even aware of either. So please take advantage of that in the next service. I also wanted to ask how the new team lead cycle is going. Every 2 weeks you guys have been switching out and getting a new lead angel. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share, a funny experience or any kind of an experience? Don't all talk at once. Nobody has anything they want to share. Okay.
Foursome.
What's that?
Foursome to share.
Can't force anybody. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's just a different energy. It's each one has its own has their own energy signature, and they carry out. I mean, it's not something conscious that I can do, but I mean, even this morning thinking who's going to be next, you know, I used to just hear a name, and now I'm going to choose, because, you know, I would wake up Sunday morning, okay, who's in line, and I would hear who was going to be, and now I have to either, I think we're only halfway through, so I have to think about who's going to be next, but it's interesting that they all have a different kind of character, a different energy when I ask for things to be done. It's a good learning tool.
Good. I'm glad everybody is taking advantage of that. Get used to your team. Understand who they are. I was going to say that today is going to be a short meeting. I still am not feeling well. I went to the doctor this past Wednesday. Now I have a massive sinus infection. He tried to suck out as much of it as he could. He's got me on a different antibiotic. Yesterday and today is the first day that I've actually rested, because I can't take any time from work off. So I have been resting. I feel a little better today. Let's see. The next team meeting is going to be Friday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. And then I had sent an email out to everybody asking them if they would come up with a gift idea for Father. I will give you a little background as to what that's all about. I thought to myself, this month, April, is the month that Jesus actually gave everything he had, not just for us, but for Father, too. And because of that sacrifice, you and I benefit from it. And I thought it would be appropriate as a team to come together and to present Father with a gift. You don't have to tell what that gift is. This is between you and him. Some of the teammates emailed me and said this is what their gifts are. It's a beautiful thing, I would like to say, that we give something back to Father. I've always wanted to present all of you in front of him, and then we all give our gift to him. It's our way of saying thank you. There's no way we can ever repay Father for anything that he's ever done for us, but it's the thought that counts. And he even said to me, he goes, you're touching my heart, boy. Well, it's all part of our fiendish plan to touch Father's heart. So in the prayer, I will present all of us to him, and then you can present your gift to him as well. does anybody have anything they'd like to add at all? Any experience you've had? Anything I've missed?
Oh,
this is Firelight. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Firelight.
Okay. You know, I had a friend that passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And yesterday was the memorial service, and I could feel, like, what was going on with her and stuff. And we don't, like, the gifts that we have to help, you know, Pog and kill demons here, but we don't have jurisdiction there.
No.
And so how do I help my friend?
By praying.
Okay.
Asking,
I mean, that's what...
Asking, that's all you can do. Ask Father if he would be willing to step in. But, like I said, when we liberate the realms, and I'm sure she'll be numbered amongst one of those 70,000, whatever is taunting her is put to the side, and she's given a chance to listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Somebody else have something?
I just wanted to say that 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, we had a Chief Apostle service, and the Chief Apostle, it was a really nice service, and the insight that he has is refreshing. And he said, I don't always need to understand to believe. I have the faith. And he also said, we will never understand God. We just will not. We cannot because of the way that we are. He says, but that doesn't mean that we can't believe and have faith in what he does. And I just thought that was, for me, that was refreshing because I think so often the ministers, they have to understand before they have the faith. And the Chief Apostle just kind of flipped it and said, we have the faith, we don't need to understand. So that was a little bit of a comfort for me, and I thought even for our team too.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Just real quick, Jim, did you want to mention the new site that your book's on, Pencil Work Press?
No, not really.
Okay.
I have, Fred's talking about a publisher, the guy that actually did my artwork for the second release of my book, and he's also currently doing the artwork for my second book, has a website. I can email everybody the link, but he has my book as his first, coming soon. It's a very nice cover, so I'll email you guys the link if you want to take an eyeball at this guy's work. He's pretty talented. So I gave him, or Fred did, my corrections, so I am grammatically correct now in my book, and I think by June he's going to have everything good to go, and it'll be on Amazon. And he also registered my book with the Library of Congress, so once it gets printed, then he sent a copy to the Library of Congress, and my book's actually going to be there. So that's pretty impressive.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Brings credibility, he says. Okay.
Mm. And the money's going to start rolling in, and you're going to get rich off the church. I can't wait.
That's true. I can't wait either. Yeah, it's funny. I think I make $3 out of the book for every copy that gets sold. So, yeah. Anyway. It is all about the riches. That's why we do what we do, is it not, team? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So if that's it, then I would like to pray with all of you. Thank you again for your support. Gracious Father of love, we come before you as a team. All of us, even those that were not able to make the conference call, their hearts are connected with us, and we feel that they are here. As we step into your presence, Father, we bow and we go down on one knee, because you are everything to us. We can look back over the years that we have been together and how you've touched and motivated our lives, how you've given us so many gifts, how we as a team, Father, have helped many people. We have helped people that were not even aware perhaps they were being helped, by simply having a conversation with them, or maybe with a handshake or a hug, we're able to clear their spaces. It is because of you, Father, that we have these abilities. Never once do we ever forget, Father, how important you are to us, how much we love you, how much we appreciate what our big brother Jesus did, and how often HS comes, Father, when we're at our lowest moment or when we need some help. He's always there. He always whispers in our ear. He will always put his hand on our shoulder to remind us that we are never alone. For us, Father, that's a huge comfort, because in this world we are surrounded by evil, and there are people who are around us who wish to destroy us. And Satan and his, they never give up, even though they know they're going to lose in the end. But, Father, it's because of the courage you've given us and the words that you instill in our hearts on a monthly basis that you share with us. They spark our hearts. They give us the courage to continue to move forward. It is because of you, Father, that we are who we are, and we don't take that for granted. It is a special month. They call it the Passion Week or month, and it's because of the sacrifice of our big brother that we are all able to be found worthy on that day when he comes back. So in return, Father, on behalf of our team, we now present to you a gift. From each one's heart, they extend it to you now, and it's between you and them what they want to give you back to say thank you. It is a small token of our appreciation, because we can never repay you, ever. And for us, it makes us small. It humbles us. It makes us realize that without you, we are nothing. And that, Father, we have a purpose in this life, and that is to be a servant. We do not lord ourselves over anyone. We humble ourselves. We extend help to those who ask. And, Father, it is difficult at times for us to not judge those who come in front of us. But we don't. And if we have, Father, ever made a judgment, then as a team, Father, we ask now for your forgiveness, that we apologize. For my team, Father, I ask that you would continue to give us the courage and the strength and the wisdom to see beyond the flesh, to see the soul in the person standing in front of us as you do, that even when they do things to harm us or to hurt us, we will not take it personal. We will understand that that is Satan doing what he does, trying to tear us down. But he will fail, because we will not give up. We will not give in either, and we will certainly not back down. I pray that you will give us the strength, Father, to stand up to him, and you will give us the power and the authority to use it against him, that when he comes, Father, and he attacks us and those whom we love and protect, he will now become afraid. Because as human beings, we are told that we are weak, that we can't fight him. But we are no longer just human beings, Father. We are a creature that you have created specifically for this task. And our job is not like our big brother's, whose job was to bruise the head of the serpent. Our job is to crush his head and defeat his forces. And we gladly do that. Grant now peace to all the hearts that are here, Father, connected with us. Grant strength and health. All of us are struggling with something. Whether that's a monetary situation, some need new jobs, they're miserable in the jobs that they're in. You have given a promise that you will bring them into a new company with a better position. There are those who struggle with health issues. You will heal us, Father, we know that. There are those who perhaps have personal relationships within their families that they're struggling with. You are the one who knows everything, Father, so see our hearts. See again our thankfulness and our love and our praise for you. And if, Father, there is something we have forgotten, we ask that you would please cover it. We do pray for our apostles and our leaders. We pray for these men, that you will open their eyes, that they will understand the power and authority they stand in. And as our friend Tom said, they are here to serve Christ. They are not here to serve themselves. We do not judge them. We do not ridicule them. We have never walked in their shoes, so we have no idea what it's like on a daily basis to be who they are. So we pray for strength for them as well, and that you will give them wisdom. Provide now, Father, the peace we ask for. We appreciate the time you have allowed for us to come together. We do not take these meetings for granted. Grant now your blessing over all of us. We appreciate everything and know, Father, how much we love you and appreciate you. And again, according to your will, I pray. Thank you for hearing us. We love you. Amen.
Amen.